I want to speak again on one of our Mr. Men characters we've been looking at over the last number of weeks, and I'm sure some of you might know who this one is. Anybody here can identify who this might be? Just yeah, right at the back. Mr. Happy, that's right. Well done. Mr. Happy lived in Happy Land, and everybody in Happy Land was supposed to be happy. Even the birds and the cats and the dogs were happy. And the very flowers and plants seemed to smile as well. Mr. Happy lived in Happy Land. But you would know this morning that this world in which we are living is not Happy Land. There are many people in our world today that are so miserable and so unhappy. And you might have a big smile on your face this morning like Mr. Happy, but I wonder, underneath, below the surface, are you really happy? Because Mr. Happy one day went for a walk and found a door in the trunk of a tree and went down a spiral staircase and found that underneath the surface of Happy Land there was a man called Mr. Miserable. And I think there's a lot that we can learn, because I think underneath the face of society and the facade of society, there are many people and they're miserable. And maybe you're here this morning and you're unhappy. Happiness is described as to feel or show pleasure or contentment. And sometimes the pleasures of life are so short-lived, momentary. They just last for a little season and then they flicker away. And maybe we look forward to a birthday party or a celebration or some family event or something that we're looking forward to, and it gives us a momentary feeling of happiness and our emotions are lifted and we maybe forget about our troubles, and then whenever all is said and done, inside we're still discontent and unhappy. And maybe you have looked for happiness in so many different things. Things that are legitimate, maybe friends, family, relationships, marriage, children, parents, maybe a hobby that you have and it's right and it's good and there's nothing wrong with it and you enjoy it and you get out amongst people, but it still doesn't meet that longing in your life. And then sadly in our world there are others who try to find happiness in things like alcohol and drugs and sex and all sorts of different things. And they maybe get a buzz for a moment or two or for an hour or two, but it's short-lived. And the world promises so much happiness. But really, whenever we look at the world, there seems to be so much unhappiness. Even amongst those who have got everything that the world can give. I can think of many singers that I used to listen to as a young person. And many of them died young in life, having tasted of everything that the world could give, and by their own confession, were miserable and unhappy and unfulfilled and discontent. Now, there's a lovely verse or word that the Bible uses, and it's the word blessed. We read that word many times in the book of Psalms, and the Bible also speaks about joy. The Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. I wonder this morning, do you have joy? The apostle spoke about joy unspeakable and full of glory. In fact, he says even whenever he was sorrowful, he was still rejoicing. And there was a joy and there was a gladness and a happiness in his life that was deep, deep, deep down below the surface. And I want to give you just a few simple rules this morning for happiness. Psalm 1, verse 1 says, blessed. And that just means joyous, or the happiness is blessed is the man who first of all walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Secondly, neither stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. And if you would live a happy and a joyous and a glad and a content life, the psalmist says, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. That is, whenever the ungodly or the unconverted or those who deny the Bible say, this is how you should live. The psalmist says, if you want to be happy, don't listen to that sort of counsel. Or don't stand in the way of sinners. Or don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Do you remember Peter in the Bible was joyous and happy and glad, but he lost his joy because he began to follow the Lord afar off. And he was therefore walking in the counsel of the ungodly. And then whenever the Lord Jesus was taken off to Pilate's judgment hall, Peter stopped walking and he stood at a fire and began to warm his hands amongst the ungodly, amongst the sinners. He was now standing in the way of sinners. And then he sat down at the fire and he conversed with them. And he's now sitting in the seat of the scornful. And it wasn't long before Peter was weeping bitterly. So the psalmist says, happy, blessed, joyous is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. So the person who can be happy and joyous and glad in this life is the person who meditates upon God's word and takes the word of God and fellowships with the Lord and walks God's way and stands with God and sits with the Lord and enjoys God's word. I heard about an old lady in Scotland who became a Christian, and she was just so glad that her sins were forgiven. And whenever her minister one day asked her how she was getting on as a Christian, you know what she said? She says, I'm happier now when I'm not happy than I was before when I thought I was happy. Can you understand that? I'm happier now when I'm not happy than I was before when I thought I was happy. And what she was just saying is, even whenever I'm at my lowest, I've got a joy in my heart now that I never had whenever I was at my best and my highest before I became a Christian. And I trust and pray that God will give you that joy and that contentment in your heart and in your life.